Have you ever looked around at your friends, neighbors, or even your own reflection and wondered, why are some people still thriving past 80 while others fade so fast? The truth is, aging doesn't look the same for everyone. Some folks slow down, give up on certain movements, and accept their limits. But others, they keep doing things that most 80-year-olds simply can't. And that's what we're diving into today. Because if you're someone who can still do even a few of the things I'm about to share, you're not just lucky, you're extraordinary. You're showing signs of aging in reverse, and that can mean a longer, more independent life. These aren't miracles. They're real, measurable physical and mental abilities that show your strength, balance, and resilience. And they're directly tied to living longer, staying independent. You might be shocked to learn how many people lose these skills without even noticing. It doesn't happen overnight. It's gradual until one day standing up from a chair or carrying groceries feels harder than it used to be. In this video, I'll reveal 8 specific things most 80-year-olds can't do anymore. If you can still do them, even just a few, you're not just surviving, you're aging backward in the ways that truly matter. Stick with me to the end, because the last one is often overlooked. But it might just be the strongest sign of all. If you're excited about this topic, comment one below. If not, drop a 0 so I can improve. Ready to find out? Let's get started. 1. Stand up from a chair without using your hands. Let's kick things off with the first ability. Can you stand up from a chair without using your hands to push off? It might sound simple, even ordinary, but did you know this is one of the strongest signs your body is aging in reverse? Here's why. This single move requires strength in your legs, core, balance, and coordination. It shows your lower body muscles are still powerful enough to lift you without help. And it's not just about strength, it's about independence. For so many people over 80, standing up from a chair is the first place weakness quietly creeps in. At first, they just give a little push off the armrest. Later, it takes a full effort to get up. But if you can still rise smoothly without using your hands, you're holding on to something incredibly rare, functional power. Take Margaret, an 82-year-old from Chicago. She thought she was doing fine until she noticed she had to lean on the table to stand up. It didn't seem like much until she fell a week later trying to get out of bed. That scared her, so she started strengthening her legs, doing seated leg lifts and slow squats for 10 minutes a day. Just a few weeks later, Margaret was standing up on her own again, smiling as she did it. So the next time you stand up from a chair, pay attention. Are your hands doing the work, or are your legs still in charge? Want to test it right now? Sit in a chair, cross your arms over your chest, and stand up without using your hands. If you can do it smoothly, comment one below. That's a rare ability after 80, and it's worth protecting. If you struggled, don't worry. Start practicing by standing up 5 times every morning without using your hands, even if you begin with just 1 rep and build up. Do it today. 2. Walk briskly without getting winded. Let's keep going with the second ability. Can you walk briskly without getting winded? The speed you walk at might reveal more about your future than any blood test. Did that surprise you? It's a powerful sign you're aging in reverse. And if you're over 80 and can still do this, you're truly special. Research shows that older adults who maintain a brisk walking pace tend to live longer and stay healthier while they're at it. Walking fast isn't just about speed. It shows your heart health, lung capacity, balance, and energy levels are still strong. It means your heart is pumping well, your muscles are working efficiently, and your body isn't running on empty. Think about your own walks. Can you move with purpose? Could you catch a bus if you had to? Or do you find yourself slowing down, pausing, or even avoiding longer walks altogether? Take Thomas, a 79-year-old from Seattle. He'd always been active, but lately his pace had slowed. He thought, "I'm just being cautious." Then one day, he couldn't make it around the block without stopping to catch his breath. That's when he knew something had changed. He started small, walking to the mailbox a bit faster each day, then around the corner, then 2 blocks. Within a month, his pace had improved, and so had his confidence. Walking speed isn't just about getting around. It's about resilience. the kind that keeps your whole system alive. Want to test it right now? Try walking 10 to 20 feet quickly, like you're in a hurry, without feeling out of breath or unsteady. If you think walking briskly can keep your heart and lungs strong, try picking up your pace today. What do you think of this tip? Share your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to hit subscribe and tap the bell for more great tips. Let's keep living healthier together. Moving on to the third ability. 3, balance on one foot for at least 10 seconds. Here's the third ability. Can you balance on one foot for at least 10 seconds without holding on to anything? It might sound like a kid's game, but are you shocked to know this is a serious marker of how well your body and brain are aging? If you're over 80 and can still do this, you're in the reverse aging club, really. Balancing isn't just about not falling. It's a mix of your muscles, inner ear, vision, and brain, all working together in harmony. When any of those systems start to slip, balance is often the first thing to go. That's why folks who can still balance well into their 70s and 80s tend to live longer, stay more independent, and bounce back faster when challenges come. Let me tell you about Caroline, an 81-year-old from Boston. One day while brushing her teeth, she realized she was leaning hard on the sink. She couldn't balance on one foot without grabbing something. That quiet moment scared her more than any doctor's visit, so she made a change. Every morning, she practiced balancing on one foot while brushing, holding the wall at first. Within a few weeks, she didn't need support anymore. Her confidence grew, and most importantly, she stopped fearing every step. Good balance helps prevent falls, the number one cause of serious injury in older adults, but it also shows your nervous system and reflexes are still sharp. Want to try it right now? Stand near a countertop for safety, lift one foot a few inches off the floor, and see if you can hold it steady for 10 seconds without wobbling. If you can, comment 3 below. That's an amazing sign you're doing better than most your age. If it's tough, don't worry. Practice balancing on one foot for 5 seconds, 3 times per leg each day, and work your way up to 10, then 15 seconds. Start today. 4, get down on the floor and back up without help. Moving on to the fourth ability. Can you get down on the floor and stand back up without needing help? It might sound like something only young people or athletes can do, but did you know this ability is one of the clearest signs of overall body health? If you're over 80 and can still do this, you're part of a very small group. You're aging in reverse. This move involves your legs, core, arms, balance, flexibility, and coordination. It shows all your systems are still working together beautifully. It's not just about strength, it's about how well everything coordinates. But for many older adults, they start avoiding the floor altogether. Not because they don't want to, but because they're afraid they won't be able to get back up. And that fear, over time, turns into a limitation. They sit more, move less, and lose confidence. Let me tell you about George, an 83-year-old from Dallas. One afternoon, his granddaughter wanted to play a board game on the carpet. George hesitated, not because he didn't want to, but because he wasn't sure he could get back up. That moment hit him hard. He didn't want to miss out on fun with his grandkid, so he started practicing. Each day, he did slow squats and practiced kneeling and standing up near his bed. Just a few weeks later, he wasn't just able to get down and up. He did it with pride. If you've been avoiding the floor, ask yourself, is it because your body can't or because you've stopped trying? Want to test it right now? Try getting down on the floor and standing back up without help. If you can, comment 4 below. That's a powerful sign your body hasn't forgotten how to move and you're aging in reverse. If it's hard, don't worry. Start with gentle squats and practice kneeling and standing up near your bed 5 times a day, building up slowly. Do it today. 5, carry a full grocery bag without struggling. Let's talk about the fifth ability. Can you carry a full grocery bag without struggling? Carrying a bag might seem like a small thing until the day it starts feeling tough. Are you surprised to learn that this ability is one of the clearest signs your muscles, joints, grip, and balance are still working well together? If you're over 80 and can still do this, you're not just strong, you're aging in reverse. As we age, muscle mass declines, especially in the arms, back, and shoulders. But if you can still pick up a grocery bag without leaning awkwardly grimacing, or needing help, you're not just healthy, you're functional. And that's a big deal. Let me tell you about Charles, an 80-year-old from San Francisco. For years, he prided himself on carrying all his groceries in one trip, just like he did in his 40s. But then, he noticed the bags felt heavier. One day, he had to stop halfway up the stairs to rest. That moment shook him. Instead of giving up, he started training. He practiced squeezing a tennis ball for grip, lifting light dumbbells, and even doing wall push-ups. Within a month, his strength came back, and so did his confidence. Carrying groceries uses your core, arms, legs, and even your heart and lungs. It's a full-body sign of aging well. Want to check it out right now? Try carrying a full grocery bag without stopping to rest or shifting awkwardly. If you can, comment 5 below. That's a rare ability after 80, showing you're still stronger than most. If it's tough, don't worry. Start squeezing a tennis ball and lifting light weights for 5 minutes a day to build up your arm and back strength. Do it today. If you think carrying groceries helps keep your strength and independence, try squeezing a tennis ball today. What do you think of this tip? Share your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to hit subscribe and tap the bell for more great tips. Let's keep living healthier together. Moving on to the sixth ability. Six, climb a flight of stairs without stopping. Let's move to the sixth ability. Can you climb a flight of stairs without stopping to catch your breath or grabbing the railing for balance? Stairs don't lie. They're one of the most honest tests of your heart, lungs, legs, and overall stamina. Are you surprised to know that if you're over 80 and can still do this, you're doing better than most people your age? It's a powerful sign you're aging in reverse. Climbing stairs is a complex move. It needs leg power, balance, heart health, and steady breathing. Every step up is a quiet conversation between your body and gravity. And if you can still win that conversation, your systems are aging in harmony. Let me tell you about Dorothy, an 82-year-old from New York. After a minor fall 2 years ago, she started avoiding stairs and stuck to elevators. But during a visit to her daughter's house, the only bathroom was upstairs. Climbing those stairs left her winded and embarrassed. That moment changed everything. She started small, just 3 steps at a time, holding the railing, then 5, then a full flight. After a few weeks of daily practice and breathing exercises, she got her endurance back. More than that, she got her pride back. Doctors often use stair climbing as a quick test of heart and lung health. If you can go up 10 to 12 steps without stopping or getting winded, it means your heart is still pumping strong, your lungs are delivering oxygen, and your muscles are still working together. Want to try it right now? Climb a flight of stairs and see if you can do it. If you can, comment 6 below. That's not just a sign of strength. It's proof your energy and vitality are still driving your life. If it's hard, don't worry. Start with 3 steps, then 5. Building up to a full flight, holding the railing if you need to. Do it today. 7. Remember recent conversations and events clearly. Here's the 7th ability. Can you clearly remember recent conversations and events? Like, do you recall what you ate for dinner last night or what you talked about with a friend last week? A lot of people think a bit of forgetfulness is just part of aging. But are you shocked to know that if you're over 80 and can still remember these things clearly, your mind is sharper than most? It's a strong sign you're aging in reverse. Clear memory isn't just about names or dates. It shows your brain circulation, neurons, and mental alertness are still working well. It means your cognitive pathways are still sharp, your nervous system is strong, and your brain hasn't slowed down, even if society says it should have. Let me tell you about Edward, an 84-year-old from Los Angeles. He's quiet, soft-spoken, but sharp as a tack. He remembers birthdays, old addresses, even the names of classmates from 70 years ago. When asked how he stays so mentally sharp, he said, "I stay curious. I read, I talk to people. I never stop learning." Edward's mind stays sharp because he keeps using it. And that's the secret. Memory is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Reading, talking, writing, playing games, solving puzzles. All of these are like exercise for your brain. And when you stay mentally active, your brain responds by staying flexible, focused, and strong. Want to check it out right now? Think about what you had for dinner last night or a conversation you had last week. If you can remember clearly, comment 7 below. That's a quiet superpower, showing you're not just getting older, you're staying awake, alert, and fully present. If it's tricky, don't worry. Start reading, playing brain games, or keeping a daily journal. Do it today. 8. Wake up refreshed after a good night's sleep. Let's wrap up with the final ability. Do you often wake up refreshed after a good night's sleep? If you're over 80 and still wake up feeling clear-headed, steady, and ready to start your day, are you surprised to learn this is one of the strongest signs of overall health? This is the ability I said is often overlooked, but it might just be the biggest sign you're aging in reverse. As we age, sleep often changes, but if you're still waking up refreshed, your body is sending a message. I'm still healing. I'm still strong. Sleep is when your body repairs itself, your brain resets, and your immune system recharges. Poor sleep can speed up aging, raising the risk of heart disease, memory loss, and depression. But good sleep slows aging down and protects you. Let me tell you about Grace, an 86-year-old from Miami. She started waking up groggy, needing naps during the day. Her doctor ran all kinds of tests but found nothing serious. Then a small change made all the difference. She dimmed the lights an hour before bed, stopped watching TV after dinner, and opened the curtains in the morning for natural light. Just 2 weeks later, Grace's sleep improved, and with it, her mood, memory, and energy got better too. She didn't need more meds. She just needed a better routine. Want to check it out right now? Do you usually fall asleep within 30 minutes, stay asleep most of the night, and wake up naturally? If you wake up refreshed most mornings, comment 8 below. That's not just luck. It's a sign of deep cellular health, showing your body still knows how to heal itself. If it's tough, don't worry. Try going to bed at the same time every night, avoiding screens an hour before bed, and keeping your room cool at 65 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit and completely dark. Start tonight. If you've made it this far, take a moment, because what we've just gone through isn't just a checklist. It's a reflection of your life, your strength, and how far your body and spirit have carried you. So many people believe that after 80, everything has to slow down, wear out, or fade away. But here's the truth. Some of the strongest, most resilient people are the ones who keep showing up. They keep standing up, walking fast, balancing, getting down on the floor, carrying groceries, climbing stairs, remembering clearly, and waking up refreshed every day. If you saw yourself in even a few of these 8 abilities, you're not just surviving, you're breaking through the limits of aging. You're proof that aging doesn't always mean decline. Sometimes it means growing deeper, stronger, more aware, more present, and more alive. And if you notice some areas where you've slipped, that's okay. Awareness is power. Every day is a new chance to rebuild what time tried to take away. Strength can come back, balance can be retrained, memory can sharpen, and healing can start again. Wherever you are right now, know this. You're still here, you're still capable, and you're still growing. Did this video help you see your own strength? Comment below which ability you can still do. I'd love to know. If you like this video, hit like, subscribe, and share it with someone over 80 you care about. Tell me one small thing you'll start doing today to stay strong, sharp, and independent. Your words might inspire someone else. Thanks for spending your time with me. See you in the next video. Stay curious, stay kind, and keep moving forward, because aging doesn't have to mean fading. Sometimes it just means rising again and again.